Imagine, you have spent a year away from your home, your family, and friends, in a foreign land, partaking in a task that you hoped would be more fruitful than it actually turned out to be. You would be pretty anxious to return home, wouldn't you? In poem 46, Catullus feels the anticipation, along with his excitement, not only to return home, but to also visit the bright, famous cities of the East. At the beginning of poem 46, it is the spring of 56 BC, and Catullus has just completed his tour of service under Memmius in Bithynia, now current-day Turkey. Not only is Bithynia a foreign territory many miles away from Rome, in northern Anatolia, a region of Asia Minor, but Catullus also hoped this opportunity would bring him great wealth, which, much to his dismay, it did not. With this minimum background, one can understand the excitement Catullus conveys in this particular poem. While some believe this poem to not cover a very interesting subject matter as opposed to Catullus's other poems, I believe this poem, with its repetition, a hint of possible adventure, and hendecasyllable meter, is an excellent poem for anyone who knows the feeling of anxiety that accompanies one's wish to return home or even begin a new journey. The first two lines immediately convey Catullus's impatience to be on his way from Bithynia with the repetition of the word yam, meaning now. This restlessness continues throughout the poem as Catullus repeats yam twice more towards the end of the poem in lines 7 and 8. At the end of the poem, Catullus again reasserts his anxiousness to leave Bithynia with the phrase mens praetrepidans avit vagari, the mind impatiently desires to rush away, and laeti studio pedes vigescunt, happy feet grow strong with eagerness. The personification of the mind and feet emphasizes his growing urgency to go home. Obviously, Catullus is ready to leave, right now. The opportunity to travel to the most famous ancient cities of the East is not lost on Catullus, even if he is focused on leaving Bithynia as quickly as possible. To showcase his worldliness, Catullus includes words not often used in everyday Latin, straying from his usual vocabulary that does reflect colloquial Latin. Igelidus, an archaic word meaning unchilled, thawed, or tepid, in line 1, is the first example of Catullus displaying his cultured background as a wealthy Roman. Following in line 2, equinoctialis, equinox or equinoctial, is not a commonly seen word in Latin poetry. Even in English, equinoctial is a word many of us would have difficulty pronouncing and understanding. Also in line 2, ariis, meaning breeze, appears in an archaic form, for the word for breeze appears as ares, not ariis, with a long I at the end. In addition to the use of these archaic words, Catullus also inserts the names of well-known yet alien regions and cities. In lines 4 through 6, Catullus mentions Phrygii, Phrygia, Nicaiae, or Nicaea, and Clarus Icii Urbes, the bright cities of Asia. The first two, Phrygii and Nicaiae, are famous areas within Bithynia where Catullus is stationed at the time of the poem. The bright cities of Asia include the cities that remain popular tourist sites today, such as Pergamon, Smyrna, Sardis, and Ephesus, all located within Turkey. Catullus's inclusion of these foreign cities illustrates his sophistication while at the same time providing a geographical reference for just how far away from home he is. And I don't know about you, but the mention of these ancient hotspots along with the adjusive subjunctive of volemos, let's fly, makes me want to hop on the next flight out of Carlisle. On top of this urgent vocabulary and cultured language, Catullus sets his poem with hendecasyllables. This form of scansion admittedly can appear to be one of the less exciting formulas of scansion, but I find it works perfectly for this poem. The rhythm it creates vocally heightens the feelings of restlessness Catullus writes about. Take a listen to the Latin and the translation and see if you don't feel as impatient as Catullus. Jam ver I gladios refert tepores, jam caeli furor aequinoctialis, jucundi stephri celescit auris, then quantor frugii catule, campi nicaeaeque ager uber aestuosae, ad claris aesiae volemus urbes, jam mens praetrepidans avit vagari, jam laeti studio pedes vigescunt. O dulces comitum, valete quaestus, longe quos simul ad domo profectus, diversae variae viae reportant. Now spring brings back the unchilled warmth. Now the raging equinox sky is silenced by Zephyrus's pleasant winds. Leave the fields of Phrygia, Catullus, and leave the lush meadows of sweltering Nicaea. Let us fly to the bright cities of Asia. Now the mind impatiently desires to rush away. Now happy feet grow strong with eagerness. Goodbye, O sweet company of companions, who have journeyed a long way from home. Variously diverse roads now carry us back.